The Columbia Workshop, under the direction of William N. Robeson. Tonight, the Columbia Workshop presents Sir Cedric Hardwick, Eleanor Picard, Lady Hardwick in Private Life, and Woodford Kane in Never Come Monday, a comedy of Yorkshiremen by Eric Knight, which appeared in the recent issue of Esquire. This English story, written by an Englishman, adapted for radio by another Englishman, Stephen Fox, played by an all-English cast, but presented in American radio technique, will be followed next week by an English play to be presented in typical British radio technique, about which more will be said in half an hour. Sir Cedric Hardwick, who is now appearing in Shadow and Substance at the Golden Theater, New York, will be heard in tonight's broadcast as Kappa Wambly, Eleanor Picard, Lady Hardwick, as Mary, his wife, and Whitford Kane, who plays the role of a shoemaker in The Shoemaker's Holiday at New York's Mercury Theater, plays the role of Sam Small. The Columbia Workshop presents Never Come Monday.
It's 4:30 in the morning.
Mary, there's somewhat wrong.
Aye, but there'll be somewhat worse wrong if I don't stir this stumps and whack John Willie Braithwaite so as he can get steam up at mill.
Now, after me, Mary. When I went out to see how the weather was, I felt somewhat strange about day.
Aye? What was wrong with it?
Mary, I believe today's still Sunday.
But how can that be? Yesterday was Sunday.
Ah, you're right. It don't seem reasonable and proper that we should have two Sundays in a row, but...
By God, this is a champion do it, is and all. No doubt something should be done about it.
Ah, but what? Mary, I have it. Now, the thing to do to prove it is to decide what's the difference between a Sunday morning and a weekday morning.
Ah, well, that's easily done. On a weekday morning, that takes their knocker and that goes about the village of Allaby Brig and wakens folks up to go to work at mill. And on Sunday morning, that don't waken them up.
Hey, there I have it. And if I don't waken the village this morning, it is a Sunday morning.
Aye, nothing could be fairer than that.
Ah, that's it, all right. Because I'm not wakening anybody up, it must be a Sunday morning. And because it's a Sunday morning, I mustn't waken anybody up. So no matter which way a lad looks at it, answers it, comes out, it's Sunday.
Aye, but, Capper, some of the people may wake up of their own accord. And if they don't know that it's the second Sunday in a row, they may go walking down to the mill.
Ah, there's reason in that, Mary.
Heaven knows they've got to get up early enough. And it's a terrible shame not to let them have this extra piece of rest that's come by a miracle like.
Ah, Mary, but what's to do?
Why don't they go down and waken them up and tell them it's still Sunday? Then they can go back to sleep again.
Eh, hey, Mary, it's a grand thing for a man with an important job like mine to have a wife like you. Eh, hey, I'll take me knocker and go at once and whack in the village and tell them good news. John Willie Braithwaite, our good lad.
What time is it?
Well, thou needn't fret thyself about time, John Willie. I just wakened thee up to tell thee it's another Sunday morning, so thou can go back to the bed and sleep in peace. There's no need of your blowing the mill whistle this morning. Ah, that was good. Hey, I didn't disturb him at all. He wasn't more than half awake. Tabby Welsh, Tabby Welsh, our cook, Tabby Welsh.
Ah, Capper, hold on, I'm up.
Well, thou needn't be. It's Sunday morning again. Get back to the rest.
How does it mean it's Sunday again?
Eh, I've no time to talk. I must be on my round.
Capper, wait, come back here. Capper!
Liz Barrett! Liz Barrett! Ah, the work to hard less. But today is Sunday again, so they can go back to their bed and have an extra hour or two.
Sunday again?
have no time. I must keep on.
Here he comes now.
Hey, come here, copper.
Hey, come here, lad.
What's all fuss about?
Now, lad, what's the idea of telling us that this is another Sunday?
Aye, copper.
Well, it is.
Honest, I know it is.
Well, I can't explain it, but I'm full sure something very wonderful has happened. And it is Sunday.
Now, look here, copper. I don't admit that it does seem Sunday-ish like, but are we to be sure?
Eh, well now. Ah, now, here's the way us can tell. Now, if this be a weekday, the mill whistle will blow the quarter of hour before working time.
Right, that's right.
And if this be Sunday, like I say, the mill whistle won't blow the quarter hour, will it?
Well, it seems like they'll be right.
To be sure he's right.
Aye, the mill whistle has never missed in 20 years that I know, John.
Aye, copper has an edge on him.
Now, look here, lads. Thou knows my watch, don't thee?
Aye, it's a good one, too.
The best old village in a lovely rig.
Well, gather ye around and look at it.
Hold on now.
That's enough. You can't all see it. Can thou see it, Gollacker?
Aye, I can, copper.
Well, now, what does it say?
It lacks 20 seconds to the quarter hour.
Now, Gollacker, thou can call out the seconds, and if the whistle doesn't blow, it must be Sunday.
Hold your gap. 2 seconds, 8 seconds is gone. 10 seconds. 13. 16. 18. 20. It's the quarter hour.
Did anybody hear it whistle?
No, I didn't hear it.
Then it is Sunday.
Ah, gum, that's right, Gaffer.
Of course, he's right. Now, you can all stay home and get away and get another hour's sleep.
I'll be
on my way.
It is, copper. I hear that they've discovered this is another Sunday.
Ah, that's so.
Well, isn't having two Sundays in a row just a very little bit irregular, as I might say?
It is that, lad. But thou must remember us is living in very unusual times.
Ah, we are that. And I'm glad they discovered it in time, for if they hadn't, I would have gone and rung school bell like great lummox, thinking it were Monday. But now I know it's Sunday, I must go and ring church bell.
Yeah, that sounds right, lad.
But, copper, just to think that the mill workers who live outside Allaby Brig know it's Sunday. They may be at mill gates waiting to go to work, thinking it's Monday.
Lad, that's right. I'll go to mill and tell them.
Hey, copper, and I'll go ring church bell. Thank you, copper.
Yeah, that's all right, lad. Why aren't you home in your beds?
In our beds? We've come to work.
We've come to work.
But there's no work today.
Ash mill closed up.
No, today's Sunday.
Sunday? Well, if it's Sunday in Allaby Brig, what day is it in Wuxley Green, where I come from?
Back my place.
And entirely. Yes.
Well, happen it's Sunday there too, and you didn't notice it. When a couple of Sundays come in a row, you could hardly blame a chap for mistaking the second one for Monday. So I advise you to go back home and enjoy Sunday.
Now, look here. What's going on? What's your idea you ain't all in the mill?
Well, because his second Sunday has arrived, Mr. Bloggs.
Nonsense. When I left home, it was a Monday. How can it be Sunday here when it was Monday at my home in Fettersley?
I don't right know, Mr. Bloggs, unless it happens to be Sunday in Puttersley too, and I didn't notice it.
It's Monday, I tell you. Now, come on into work. How can it be two Sundays in a row?
Listen. There go church bells.
That proves it's Sunday.
I can't be sent to work on Sunday.
Aye, and I'm going home to dress for church.
Mr. Sims.
Yes, Mr. Stoninghorn.
Why are you playing the organ?
Because it's Sunday.
Sunday? But yesterday was Sunday. I know, Mr. Stoninghorn, but I was on the way to the schoolhouse when I heard the church bell. When I got here, all the people were in the church, so it must be Sunday.
That's right.
It must be. The people are waiting for you to preach the sermon.
But wait a minute, Mr. Sims. If this is Sunday, is it the fourth or the fifth Sunday before Epiphany?
I couldn't tell you that, Mr. Stoninghorn.
Well, Mr. Sims, there's only one thing to do. I'll give the same service and preach the same sermon as I did yesterday.
I should think that'd be right and proper.
A grand sermon, Mr. Stoninghorn preached.
Hey, I liked it right a lot nicer hearing it for a second time.
So did I. Today you could see just where it was going in a manner of speaking.
Hey, oh, look here, lad. Here comes Mr. Bloke.
Oh, look here. No use pretending any longer. Today's Monday.
But, Mr. Bloggs, how can it be Monday? We're just coming out of church.
But I got proof. I telephoned the Greenwich Observatory, and they told me that today's Monday.
Well, it may be Monday in Greenwich, but we know that it's Sunday here in Allaby Brig.
Where all the stupid, blundering, idiotic people off this.
Mr. Bloggs, the Sabbath cannot be profaned with quarrelling.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Stoninghorn, but hear me, sir. Today may be Sunday, but you have to admit that it's a bit unusual to have two Sundays in a row.
Yes, there is something in what you say, Mr. Bloggs.
I agree with Mr. Bloggs. I knows it's Monday, because I runs public house. And I had to close up early yesterday because it was Sunday.
He wants it to be Monday, so he won't have to shut up his public house early tonight.
Hey, let me put in my heifer.
What is it, Ruley Hellinger?
There's a man here whose opinion we all set great store by. He has a brain, he has. He invented something and made a lot of money out of it. And he's a great traveller. Not only has he been to London, but to foreign lands as well on a cruise. If there's any man who knows what day it is, it's Sam Small.
Sam Small, let's hear Sam Small.
Come on, Sam, let's hear
Sam. Here I am, lad. Here I am.
Well, lads, it's this way. A day's a day, and then again it isn't, in a manner of speaking. The time I went round toward, one day it were Tuesday. And the next morning, the captain said it was Thursday. And so it were, because I've never yet found that lost day. And on t'other hand, a lad aboard ship told me, if we'd gone round the world t'other way, we should have had two Tuesdays. Now, if you can have two Tuesdays when we're going round t'world, I maintain we might just as easy have two Sundays when the world is going round us, which every scientist knows it is doing.
That's a lot of people.
Oh, aye, aye. Well, can you tell me what day it is now in Japan?
It's Monday.
Oh, pardon me, Mr. Bloggs. Just as a matter of academic accuracy, but in Japan, now it is Tuesday.
Tuesday?
There, thou seest. There don't seem to me no sense in this day stuff. If it's Monday, as thou sayest down at Greenwich, and if it's Tuesday, as the schoolmaster says in Japan, then I says it's just as liable to be Sunday up here.
Fiddlesticks! If this is Sunday, then what's tomorrow? Is it Monday or Tuesday? Or do we lose a day?
Yeah, and I'll be the man to clear that up.
Hold on a minute now. Let Capper speak.
What does he think? Us doesn't skip no day at all. The thing is that the days of the week have got tired of turning, so now they stood still and won't go no further, they won't.
They're ridiculous. If that was so, we'd get no further. And tomorrow'd be Sunday too, wouldn't it?
Eh, bar gum, lad, thou's it nail on Ted. Tomorrow's off to be Sunday.
God bless Sunday, never come Monday.
Never come Monday.
You sent for me, sir?
Yes, come. Sit down.
Thank you, sir.
Jenkins. Our newspaper has never broken faith with its readers.
No, sir.
Don't interrupt. I sent for you because, for a reporter, you seem to have some intelligence. Now, about this day business. It's gone too far. It's spread to Wales and to Ireland. Everywhere, from Land's End to John of Groats. Every day is Sunday. Now, we must find out what has happened to those lost weekdays. It seems it all began in Yorkshire. I want you to go there and sift this thing out.
Come in, lads. Come in.
Aye, copper.
How are the copper?
Mary! Mary! Put the kettle on for tea. Yon Cowper and Rowley Ellick have come to see us.
Glad to see you, lad.
Hey, Mary, if we get some tea, happen Ian could take a bite.
Aye, Ian's not only the strongest man in Yorkshire, but he's got the biggest appetite.
Aye, and with rest I'm having, I'm getting stronger than ever.
Hey, Capper, why, only today over at Wuxley Green, he took a 2-inch iron bar and bent it with his bare hands. Oh, I should have seen the Wuxley men go.
Aye, that's champion. What were you doing in Wuxley Green?
Jan and me walked over to have a pint of ale at pub.
Eh, that's the only trouble about every day being Sunday. I can't get a drink in the own village. The law says I must be a traveller to get a drink of a Sunday.
But that's not trouble. 3 mile walk does man good, and then there's drink at Aindorf.
Eh, Capper, they should see the people on roads. Men and women and children coming from Wuxley Green to Allaby Brig and going from Allaby Brig to Wuxley Green.
Aye, people at all villages for miles round are getting to know one another.
And all the folk laughing and talking and enjoying themselves. Oh, it do you good to look at them.
Yeah, I know. I stole at a village myself, and it gave me a right warm feeling to see the women sitting in the sun and the men fixing their gardens and the children romping and playing.
Aye, there ain't a sick body at Village.
Nay, because folk are out in fresh air. They ain't cooped up in mills.
Aye, and it's all due to you, Capper.
Why, lad, Allaby Brig and all Yorkshire is proud of you.
It's nothing, lad.
Well, weren't the first man in the land to notice that days of the week were stuck and every day was turning up Sunday?
Well, all I can say is I'm right glad it is so.
Hey, someone's at door, Capper.
Come in.
Does Mr. Capper Wambly live here?
Aye, he do.
Which of you gentlemen is Mr. Wambly?
I am.
Well, my name is Jenkins. I represent the London newspaper, the Daily Clarion.
Oh, aye. Sit down, sir. This is Rowley Ellicker, and this is Yon Cowper, strongest man in Yorkshire.
Aye.
How do you do, gentlemen?
And what can I do for you, sir?
Well, I understand that you are the man who discovered that the days had stopped turning.
That's right.
Aye.
He did.
Well, Mr. Wambly, how did you find this out?
I don't know. But I know that every day is Sunday.
That's right.
Aye.
Well, how did you arrive at this conclusion?
I don't rightly know, but it is.
Aye.
Well, haven't you some explanation?
No, I haven't. But I know the days are stuck.
But surely... Why, this is ridiculous. I never heard of such a thing.
Stop! Has he got a penny, Mr. Newspaper Boss?
Huh? Why, yes, but what do you want with a penny?
Get me.
Why, of course. Here you are.
No. There.
Why, that's wonderful. You bent that penny with the fingers of one hand.
I did. Now, lad, haven't I better telephone paper and tell him that this is Sunday?
Why, yes, of course, indeed, I will. Well, good day, gentlemen.
You fixed them champion, Jan.
Aye, as if we don't know it's Sunday.
Minister must do something about this. This situation is unbearable. My employees keep insisting that every day is Sunday.
My men are the same. My firm has a rush order for munitions and gas bombs. But we're at a standstill. The government must act.
I'm afraid we've lost all our contracts for aeroplanes.
Well, I'm a manufacturer of badminton rackets. I don't know how I shall ever make my summer delivery.
Well, we're all in the same... Here's the Prime Minister's secretary.
Gentlemen, the Prime Minister will see you now. Please step this way.
Thank you.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, sir.
Well, gentlemen?
This is quite an abhorrent state of affairs.
Oh, quite.
Sir,
I yield my reverence for religion to no man. To no man, sir. In fact, I am thoroughly approve of religion. One day a week. But, Mr. Prime Minister, think of our stockholders. Many are orphans. Many are widows. If our factories don't make money, these poor people will be destitute. Because, always having drawn dividends, they've never had to learn how to work. We can't let them suffer.
Gentlemen, you may rest assured that His Majesty's government will do all within its power to safeguard that industry and commerce that is the backbone of our nation. Indeed, of our empire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good day, gentlemen.
This way, gentlemen.
Good day, sir. Thank you, sir. Good day.
Carrington Smith.
Yes, sir?
It's Sunday today, and it'll be Sunday tomorrow. Pack my things. They're going away for the weekend.
But, sir, what about the international crisis? We have two ultimatums which must be answered immediately.
Dear me, that's a nuisance. But all the world knows you can't disturb an Englishman on the weekend. And if this is Sunday, as it seems to me it must be, then I won't be able to answer until the weekend is over.
But when will it stop being Sunday, sir?
Well, Carrington Smith, how long will it take our fastest cruiser squadron to get round to that part of the world which is giving us so much trouble?
Oh, about 36 more hours, sir.
Then I think it will stop being Sunday in about 36 more hours. 36 more hours.
Beautiful day, isn't it, sir?
Yes, Kennington Smith. Nothing like a day in the country to set one up.
Yes, sir. It's such a relief after London.
Mr. Prime Minister.
Yes, Carter?
A wireless message, sir.
I'll give it to Mr. Kennington Smith.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
It's what you expected, sir.
Let me see it. Carrington Smith, what day is it?
Sunday, sir.
Nonsense! I'm tired of this blundering through policy and its shilly-shallying. If this goes on, we shall have a constitutional crisis.
A constitutional crisis, sir?
Yes, Carrington Smith. So you better pack and we'll get back to Downing Street. We must act immediately. I shall issue a statement that His Majesty's government hereby officially declares that today is Friday, and tomorrow shall be officially Saturday. And the days of the weeks must go on officially in their regular and accustomed order.
But isn't this really Sunday, sir? Hasn't a miraculous thing happened that has stopped the days of the week from arriving?
I don't know, my boy, but I do know this. Even if it is Sunday, and we all, everywhere, decide to call it Monday or Tuesday, then it becomes Monday or Tuesday because we all believe it is Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, yes, I see, sir. Yes, sir.
Very good.
Now, come in to work, men. It's Saturday.
Now, lad, yesterday was Sunday, so today must be Monday unless us have started slipping and now we're off to have the days backwards.
Ah, I think thou's right, Copper.
Hey, I think it's still Sunday.
Look here, I've had enough of this. Stop and come to work. The Prime Minister issued a proclamation that today is officially Saturday.
Well, here comes Sam Small. Let's hear what he has to say about it. I say, speak up there.
What's up, Sam? We don't know whether to go to work or not. Some say it's Saturday, and some say it's Monday. And then again, some say it's still Sunday. What has that to say?
Well, there's nobody with one thing to do, lad, and I'm chapped to do it. Mr. Bloggs, can I use that telephone?
Anything you like, if you can settle this thing once for all.
I'll soon settle it. Connect me with His Majesty the King.
Cool, he is a one.
Is this His Majesty the King?
Why, Sonny, well, small lad. If it don't do my heart and soul good to hear thy voice again.
Hold on just half a moment, Your Majesty.
I make. The king speak in Yorkshire.
Aye, he knows all the dialect. It's things like that that make him such a good king.
Ain't little things like passing laws can be left to lads with naught but brains.
Aye, aye.
Yes, Your Majesty. What was that you were saying?
How's that been, Sam, lad?
All right, nicely, thank you, Your Majesty. And thee?
Eh, champion.
Eh, I'm glad to hear that, Your Majesty.
Well, Sam, what can I do for thee, lad?
Well, it's this way, Your Majesty. Could they tell me just what day of the week it is with thee?
Eh, Sam, I don't monkey with things like that. I'll leave all that to my ministers and such. But I've just got official information from them that today is Saturday.
Well, Your Majesty, if Saturday's good enough for thee, then there's no more argument. Thank you very much, Your Majesty.
Not at all, Sam. And by the way, Sam, there's been several little things lately that I would have liked thy opinion on. It's our royal wish that thou doesn't wait so long afore thou calls me up again.
That I will, lad.
Well, so long, Sam.
So long, Your Majesty.
Well, what did he say?
He said that today was Saturday.
Yeah, didn't I tell you? Now, doesn't that make it Saturday?
Well, the trouble is, it don't feel like Saturday to me.
Oh, blimey, don't tell me you're going to start this all over again. I'll tell you, today is officially Saturday.
Now, wait a minute, lad. Now, I don't work here, so I play no favorites. But I can tell you for sure how you'll all know it's Saturday.
Oh, how can I tell? Come on.
Why, it's simple. You all know that every Saturday morning, you get paid week's wages. Now, if this is Saturday, Mr. Bloggs will begin paying each man a week's money.
That's what you think.
And on the other hand, if he don't begin paying you week's brass, it can't be Saturday. And the chances are, it'll keep being Sunday for a long time.
It's outrageous.
No, that's fair enough.
All right, Sam has solved it.
Come on, Mr. Bloggs, if it's Saturday, you pay up.
I won't do it. Not a penny will you get from me.
Well, mate, I think it must be still be Sunday, so you better go home.
Aye, if it were Saturday, Mr. Bloggs would pay up.
Come on.
All right, wait. I'll pay if I'm going to get you 7 Yorkshiremen to go back to work. I can see it's the only way to get the days of the week started properly again.
Yeah, lads.
What is it, copper?
But if it's Saturday today, lads, what day is it tomorrow?
It'll be Sunday.
Now, ain't that champion? If it's Sunday, we'll be able to lie abed late and get a bit of extra sleep for a change.
You have just heard the Columbia Workshop presentation of Never Come Monday, adapted for radio by Stephen Fox from the short story of the same title by Eric Knight. So Cedric Hardwick was heard as Kappa Wembley, Eleanor Picard, Lady Hardwick as Mary Wembley, Whitford Kane as Sam Small, and Charles Paul arranged and played the music cue. The entire production was under the direction of William N. Robeson. The Columbia Workshop, which has just presented an English play in American radio technique, will next week present an English play in the British radio technique. When Val Gielgud, production director of the British Broadcasting Corporation, will direct 4s into 7 Won't Go, an original radio drama written by himself and Mr. Stephen King Hall. The workshop is keenly interested in American listeners' reaction to these 2 broadcasts, and again ask for your comments and criticism. Please address your communication to the Columbia Workshop, care of the Columbia Network, New York City. The Columbia Workshop will be heard again next Saturday evening at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time, when it presents a radio play in the BBC technique, directed by Mr. Val Gielgud. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.